views and opinions expressed in this program are those of the show's participants and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of KXNT or CBS Radio. This show is not intended to provide listeners with specific medical advice, and you should seek assistance of a medical professional.
This is It's Your Health and Vitality with Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, from Vitality Medical and Wellness Center. The doctor is in to talk about your health and your vitality on FM News 100.5.
Good morning, Las Vegas, and welcome to It's Your Health and Vitality. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. I'm here with you every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. talking to you about your health, vitality, and wellness, and what's new in healthcare right here on FM News 100.5. Please feel free to call into the station with any questions. We're going to be talking a little bit more today about weight loss, nutrition. The studio number is 702-733-KXNT. I want to give you my website, too, for my listeners that want more information. It's vitalitymedicalwellness.com. My office phone number is 702-731-1200. This morning, we're going to be talking about nutrition, weight loss. We're going to kind of continue on our shows in the past that we've done in the past and talking to our listeners about wellness, how important nutrition is, and really looking at weight loss and why people end up gaining 5 pounds, 10 pounds, and the next thing they know, they're up to that 40, 50 pounds. They're getting belly fat. They got less motivation, and really looking at kind of in a health aspect how people gain weight and why they gain weight and why you can't lose weight once you get it on. I have a special guest with me today on the show, my own personal trainer, Fatima, with VegasPersonalTrainer.com. I'm going to give you her phone number also. So listeners, jot it down, 702-768-2226. Welcome to the show, Fatima.
Thank you, Dr. Christy. How are you?
I'm great. So, Fatima, we met a little bit this morning. We've been talking about weight loss on our past shows and really about our programs that we do over at Vitality and how weight loss is more than just coming in, getting a pill and getting a vitamin shot, walking out the door, and you're on your way. What we really focus on is how to customize a weight loss program for somebody. And I know that you can share with me, too, that every individual that walks through my door is absolutely different. There is not one person trying to lose weight that fits the standard plan. Lifestyle, jobs, kids, and I've even shared with my listeners on this show my schedule. We talked a little bit about my schedule Monday through Friday and how it's hard. It is a full-time job to stay healthy, to stay and eat the right foods. And there's so much marketing out there. There's so many things that people don't know. Do you do South Beach diet? Do you do, you know, Weight Watchers? Do you do a food system? And not any one program works for every individual based on their life. We come from a busy town. It's a 24-hour town. It seems like there's no downtime. I grew up in Michigan. Everything closes at 6 o'clock and you go home, you have dinner with your family, you have that downtime, you have that rest time when everything closes. But here we're in such a 24-hour town. People work different shifts. It messes with your cortisol levels. It messes with your hormone levels. And that's really where we come at when we do weight loss programs. And when I met you, I really was intrigued because you're not one of these traditional trainers out there that gives you a weight loss program. Get on the treadmill. I'm going to sit here and watch you run on the treadmill for 20 minutes. You're really into your clients just like I am and really kind of customize a program and really get to the gritty of where people are in focus. So I want you to talk a little bit and let our listeners know kind of where your background comes from and, you know, your aspirations.
Right. Thank you so much for having me on your show. I've been in the fitness industry for about 20 years. And in that time, I've seen quite a bit of changes in the trends and also the clients that have come seeking personal training. We've gotten fatter coming into the gym setting. We've gotten more busy, more stressed with our lifestyles. And folks just don't seem to have any more time to devote toward exercise when other priorities such as work, such as family, take precedence. And that's completely understandable. My job is to sort it out. I mean, folks will come at me with all sorts of background information about their health history, about their current workout routine, about what it is that they're eating. And my job is to really to organize a lot of that and make sense of it in a partnership, as a relationship, just like there's a relationship with you and your patients. There's an obligation there that if you're signing up for something like training, or you're signing something that you're going to participate, that this isn't something that's going to happen to you. It's going to happen, be something that you're going to work toward together to get to those end results, to get to those fitness goals. So in trying to sort out what works best for a particular client, as you mentioned, with a really busy schedule with only 30 minutes a day, you know, it takes a fitness professional to look at those elements and find ways to sneak in the fitness. I mean, it's there. If you have an hour every day to watch your favorite program, then you have an hour every day to change your life and make it a lifestyle, a fitness and wellness lifestyle. You can probably tell me what you watched last night on television and the program as it runs week after week. But can you tell me exactly what you ate yesterday for food? Can you tell me exactly what you did for the last week for exercise? Those small patterns, those small victories really do amount to much in a society that claims not to have any time to exercise.
Exactly. And we went through my own schedule this morning. If you can find 10 hours in a week in my schedule.
I found 10 hours in your week, Dr. Thomas. I did. I really did.
Anybody can find 10 hours in your week to, you know, just in things. And listeners, she's not just talking about going, and she really works with your lifestyle and works with your schedule. I'm a business owner. I'm a single mom, and life is busy for me too. We're in a 24-hour town. And as you know, age, and we were talking a little bit about this and gaining weight, and, you know, it takes so much more work as every decade your metabolism slows, you're going to get hormone changes, and how really weight loss is not just a one program fix all for anybody, and really just the health benefits that someone gets. You know, I so often see people come into my own practice, they've been, you know, 5-10 pounds overweight, they're now getting a little bit hyperglycemic, pre-diabetic. Then they're diabetic, they're on one med, they're on two meds, now they're on insulin, which we could talk about the side effects and all these things that just one health condition, and then they get put on a blood pressure pill, and next thing you know, they're in this polypharmacy and have four or five different, you know, medications with tens of side effects, when ultimately, if we could have just got somebody before, as this is starting to happen, and make these lifestyle changes and really focus on that so people really understand why it's happening and the things that you can do to help somebody, or even if somebody has been put on a cholesterol medication, a diabetes pill, even if you can get somebody off one of them pills, the amount of side effects that occur with one drug or even them two drugs mixing together in one's body is so health beneficial. You'll see somebody's blood pressure drop even 10 points. Maybe they can get off one of them medications or even cholesterol levels just by making some simple diet changes, looking at your lifestyle and doing things. Now, we've talked to, and not everybody can go and take, you know, 2-3 hours out of the gym and go and exercise and do these big programs. But what's great is, Fatima, you really look at somebody's lifestyle. You really look at what they can do. You give them things, including myself, things that I can do at home, grabbing a yoga mat and doing your core exercises. And this is not, you know, something that everyone can do it. You really customize it. No matter if you're 20 pounds overweight, you got joint pain, you got arthritis, and the benefits that you can get from that.
Right. There's really only so much folks can comprehend in a day-to-day lifestyle. You're not expecting folks that can cut their hair to actually do it. They seek out professionals so they can see the back end. Same thing, even though you could probably fix your car, you're not going to go out there and tinker with it. There's just about delegation of folks that are actually out there to help you, that sincerely mean well, and that want to take whatever it is and whatever stage of health and wellness you're coming with and get you better. I think part of the reason why I'm intrigued in working with you, Dr. Thomas, is that so many of my clients nowadays, it's different than 20 years ago, they're coming to me with prescriptions. They're coming to me with a choice that says either I'm going to change my lifestyle right now or I'm not going to make it another 5-10 years. That middle age is it. And these are folks that are in their early 20s and 30s, going into their 30s and 40s. You have to address these major life changes that are occurring and take them into consideration when you're putting together a program. So it is about awareness changing. I don't know that it's so much more about increasing your workload. I think that tends to scare a lot of people off. It's about making a better choice and becoming more aware and realizing that at some point, something's got to give. that if you're comfortable in the lifestyle you have, well, then recognize that that comfort probably isn't such a good thing. The body likes to move. It likes to be a little uncomfortable when it comes to learning new patterns. It likes to be a little uncomfortable in terms of going in a different direction with your health, a little uncomfortable in getting up earlier in the morning or staying a little later than you normally would at night at the gym or going for a walk after dinner. Those little uncomfortable moments in your life, they're harder to start than they are to actually finish. I don't know anybody that's gone on a run that felt worse after they finished than they did before. It's harder to get out the door, but once you get moving and you're done, it's over. Quit giving it so much power, you know, start to take your power back.
Exactly. And the benefits and the health benefits that it really has to go out there and make just simple changes in your diet. And, you know, one great thing that I do like, and we'll talk a little bit about this later in the show with our listeners, is just about food logging. I've done it with you, and it's really brought awareness to what you eat. And, you know, really, I thought that I didn't eat that bad. But then when you look at what you've ate, and I think two people are motivated to do it, they want to lose weight, they want to get active. But I don't know if people really know how to do it. You know, you get into your primary care provider or your internal medicine family practice. You go in, you get put on a blood pressure pill. They tell you to lose weight and they send you out the door.
Right.
And then where do I go from here? I know that in 3 months or my 6 month follow up, he wants me down 10, 15 pounds, he or she. And then I'm up 10 or 15 pounds and I really don't know. And I find, too, that most people are putting themselves into starvation mode or not eating because they've been told to lose weight. And I'm guilty of this myself, is the not eating. And ultimately what happens is you gain weight, you're gaining weight more in the midsection area. And people are just, they don't know what to do, or they think they're eating healthy because of the marketing out there. Fat-free, low calorie, low sugar. No, you know, we talked a little bit in the past shows about even the meats people are eating. And now I'm seeing it even in the stores where all natural, nothing added. Well, it doesn't mean that it wasn't injected with hormones to make it bigger, better, fatter, because it produces more, makes the industry more money to, you know, to sell that on the store. It just means they haven't injected it with fillers to make it look great on the shelf, and it's all natural out there. So when we come back from break, we're going to actually talk about food logging, health choices, and what's really kind of good foods out there and some of the misconceptions out there. I'm here with Fatima with Las Vegas PersonalTrainer.com, and I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center. My website is VitalityMedicalWellness.com. My office phone number is 702-731-1200. We're going to be right back.
Pumpkin Bagel Bash has begun at Einstein's Brothers Bagels. That's right, their fresh-baked pumpkin bagels and double-whipped pumpkin schmear are back. Come in today for any of the five delicious pumpkin treats and a pumpkin latte. Pick your perfect pumpkin only at Einstein Brothers.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. I was just looking at before and after pictures since I started losing pounds and inches at Vitality Medical and Wellness Center. Wow, what a difference. Check them out yourself at VitalityMedicalWellness.com. Sure, I've dropped 34 pounds in just a few months, just 16 pounds from my goal of losing 50 pounds. But the pictures tell the real story. Friends tell me I look 10 years younger. You know how good that feels. It turns out at Vitality, I'm not counting calories or points or any of that stuff you do in other weight loss programs, and I'm not hungry. At Vitality, they understand people like you and me. They know that we don't do rabbit food. They know we like big, juicy steaks with baked potatoes. Dr. Christy Thomas and her helpful staff will customize an eating plan just for you. Now, maybe you've given up on ever being able to lose weight. That's the way I felt just a few months ago. I hope you'll take just a minute to call Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing, APRN, at Vitality Medical and Wellness Center. 702-731-1200. It's a phone call that could change your life forever. That's 702-731-1200. Call now.
You've been denied a checking account at the bank? Come to One Nevada Credit Union. With our New Start Checking, you'll get free mobile banking, free mobile check deposit, and 55,000 free ATMs nationwide. Open your account today at newstartchecking.com or call us at 702-457-1000. One Nevada is open to all Clark County and Pahrump residents. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Our one focus is you.
Is your auto loan rate higher than 1.99%? If so, consider refinancing with One Nevada, and we'll throw in no payments for 90 days if you qualify. And if you're buying a new car or truck, we can help with that too. Apply at onenevada.org or call us at 702-457-1000. One Nevada is open to all Clark County and Pahrump residents, federally insured by the NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender.
The News Radio 100.5 KXNT Cash Code is back. When you hear the cash code around 5 after each hour, call **win within 15 minutes or register at KXNT.com. We'll call one qualifying listener nationwide at random. And if you know the cash code, you win a grand. A multi-city contest brought to you by New Mayo Medical Center. Visit us at NUMALE.com. This is It's Your Health and Vitality with Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, from Vitality Medical and Wellness Center. The doctor is in to talk about your health and your vitality on FM News 100.5.
Welcome back to It's Your Health and Vitality. I am your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. My office phone number is 702-731-1200. My website is vitalitymedicalwellness.com. I've been here with my own personal trainer, Fatima. I want to give you her website. It's vegaspersonaltrainer.com. I've been working with her over the last 3 months, and she was actually on one of my 5:30 shows for those of you that followed me before I moved to this hour. And we did a basic, you know, fitness evaluation. And I got to tell you, Fatima, you really brought awareness to me. And I'm going to share with my listeners, because listeners, I don't want you to think out there that you're the only one that's unfit, unhealthy. And really, I got labeled skinny fat. Yes, me. The host of this show who talks health and wellness every week with you guys. And what, you know, you brought awareness to me in the last 3 months, and really what I do to my own patients. But we've been talking about busy schedules and lifestyle and how you don't take time out of your own schedule to really even look at yourself. And you get in this motivation. I'm motivating people every week to lose weight. I put them on our weight loss programs, coach them on what to eat, what not to eat, and really just lifestyle changes. But as you mentioned, we looked at my schedule and I said, Fatima, I'm busy. I try to get it in when I can. But we looked at even, you know, posture. We just recently in healthcare, we've gone to electronic records. When you go in and see us, we're all on our computers. We're all sitting in a chair. And the amount of upper back pain that I had before I came to see you was one of my biggest complaints. And even functionality, when you're starting to get fit and you're working out, and I can't believe how much muscle or strength that I had of my own lost in my own posture just from being in that activity every single day, hunched over on a keyboard, in an office. And the amount of aches, pains, joint pain that you do receive. And when you come in to see Fatima, you get a complete evaluation. My left shoulder's higher, my right shoulder's lower, I'm leaning forward. And really, over the last 3 months, you know, before we met with the show, I'm like, I gotta admit, my back doesn't hurt anymore. I do feel better. And my complaints of that are so much less, just building strength. And when you developed a program for me, it was really looking at everything, my complaints.
A lot of the aspects, you know, that folks come with aren't probably going to be in your traditional magazines. They're not going to be in your glossy magazines like Shape or even in Muscle and Fitness. Most folks really aren't coming to personal training anymore to look a certain way. I mean, don't get me wrong, that is part of the reward of taking care of yourself, is that you come from the inside out and you look better, feel better. But folks have really mechanical challenges. Sitting at a desk for hours at a time, that's going to require a different type of programming than someone that has 10, 20 hours to devote toward triathlon training. Someone that doesn't have a full-time job or has a flexible job. You want to take a look at what the issues are. Give yourself credit for the small victories. You know, you had said that, you know, it's been 3 months. You've been doing the diligent work. You've been doing the diligent work on your own to make changes and adapt fitness as part of your lifestyle. It's not something that you're going to buy. It's not something that you're going to win. It's not something you're going to trade for. You've made a conscious effort. And given the schedule that you have, I really do think that we've made progress toward getting a handle of this. You didn't get to the place where you're at now overnight. It's going to take some time to re-educate some of those muscles and make sure that the pains, if they don't ever go away, which I'm hoping that they do, that they are managed. And we kind of touched a little bit about if you're so busy that you can't necessarily actively move, then what you need to do 80% of the time is watch what you eat, and where the food log comes in. You know, those food logs are there for a reason. They're free for a lot of folks nowadays. You've got your smartphone. You can log in. You can just zap the food bar there and get all the information about what you're eating and get yourself educated about what happens when you eat a certain nutrient, or what happens when you don't meet your calorie requirements, or what happens when you overdo your calorie requirements. It's as simple as a pie chart. When you can see that pie chart and it's in the right, the elements are in the right place, it's user-friendly. It's simple. I didn't say it was easy. It's simple for folks to continue and make progress. Think of those pie charts as a plate, a blank slate. If all of the colors are where they need to be for your proteins, your carbohydrates, and fats, then keep doing that. Keep doing that. It's about repeat, 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 and being consistent. It's not the one day that you do something well. It's not even the week that you were on point with your menu and your exercise. It's what you do over the course of a few weeks. It's what you've done over the course of a few months that actually has gotten you to this realization where some of the gaps probably need to be reevaluated. You know, it's a constant dialogue with my clients to see what's going to work and what's not going to work, because I just don't have a magic wand. I don't have the answers to everything. But if I don't have the answer right then and there, I will find out, and I will continue to work with you until we get a balance that says, hey, you know what? This is working for me. This is something that I can maintain. I'm not necessarily looking to get into the size 4 skinny jeans anymore, because I'm happier devoting this amount of time toward my exercise. I'm healthier, 10 pounds lighter. Maybe I'm not 30 pounds lighter, but as you had mentioned earlier, my vital signs are better than they've ever been. And I'm one less med, or I have no meds than I had before.
Exactly. And that's what we're truly trying to motivate people to do. We're not out there telling you that you have to go to a triathlon, or you have to go run, you know, the next 5K that's, you know, here in town. We just want you to be healthy, be fit, feel good. It improves your memory, improves your joint mobility. And I wanted to share with my listeners, that was one thing that I really noticed. And really, you know, women, we don't work on our backs when we go to the gym, or that's probably one of the most common places, don't you think, where women lose muscle strength. And then they're going to start being, you know, that little bit of the hump in the back, that little bit of shoulder rotation towards the forward motion. And that's exactly what was happening, you know, to myself, because of what I do and being on the computer, and, you know, even the inactivity that you're not strengthening your back. And even some of the exercises that you gave me, they're simple, they're easy. I can do them at home. I don't have to go 2 hours into a gym in my busy schedule to do. And that's what I really like about your programs, is you really customize them just similar to what we do with our own, you know, weight loss programs. And working in conjunction with you has been fantastic, because it's not, like you said, a one go in, get your program and go out. And I know you and I use a lot of the, you know, smartphones out there. They're great. We have patients that food log if you don't have that smartphone. But even myself, and bringing up that pie chart, and when I started logging my own foods, even realizing, I don't think people realize too how much carbohydrates come from the healthy foods that we actually eat. You know, I was over in carbohydrates, and I think that I eat pretty healthy, fruits, vegetables, you know, your proteins, and they add up even when you're eating healthy, good foods out there. And just keeping that within that control and getting that visual really helps you realize that maybe, you know, trail mix wasn't the right thing to eat, even though they're marketing it as a healthy thing to eat out there, or that low fat, you know, the diets out there that were fat free. And the studies actually show that people that were doing a fat free diet actually gained more weight. And how many times do you see people come in, they do these fad diets, and then they come back and they're, you know, 20 to 30 pounds heavier 6 months later, because it's not a lifestyle change. You want it to be a permanent change so that it's consistent. You know, we can all go and drop, you know, 10 pounds, 12 pounds in a month. That's great. That's fantastic. That's one of the common calls that I get when I do these shows, is people will come in and ask me, well, what does your weight loss program consist of? Well, it depends. It depends on what your goals are, like yourself. It depends on how much weight you need to lose. It depends on your lifestyle. Are you working? Do you cook at home? I have some clients that don't even cook a single meal at home. So we really have to customize and work with them on what they can eat, and just bringing awareness, you know, with these logs that we talked about. And she logs into my account every single week. I'm not perfect. I'm just as bad as my own patients are. And we were just talking on break about food logs. And I said, when my food log's blank, you know I'm in trouble.
You know, the one thing that folks want to realize again about logging is, yes, it's important that if you break it down in tangible steps, what is the one element I'm going to change for the next 3 weeks? Am I going to include more water? Am I going to monitor my carbohydrate intake? Am I going to reduce my saturated fats? One of those elements for the next 3 weeks, master that before you expect that pie chart to be perfect all the time, because that's usually setting yourself up for failure. Recognize as well that most of those pie charts or most of those programs, Lose.com is one of the ones we mentioned, FitnessPal.com, it's surprising. They're under report of about 500 calories, I think, for most people on a daily basis, 300 to 500 calories. So if you take a look at the average individual that needs to lose anywhere between 15 and 30 pounds, they're consuming about 1,000 calories more every day, but it doesn't seem to show up on their food logs. Why? Because it's an inanimate object. Unless you're willing to measure all your food, all of it, and input data per data what's required for the nutrients in there, it's almost like a science project, you're going to get an inaccurate report. So don't use your extra bonus points. Don't use those evaluations to sort of let you know that you're on point. Yeah, use the pie charts, but also ask yourself, am I doing my best with this one element? Have I mastered it for 3 weeks? And did I get the results that I was looking to achieve, good, bad, or indifferent? If not, change that one element till you've mastered it. In other words, if it's about including more water, get to the point where you're including more water. Half your body weight in ounces of water per day is a nice recommendation. Most people don't even hit that. They don't even hit that requirement. Then give yourself a pat on the back. You know, as adults nowadays, we just don't get enough acknowledgement for the small victories that we do. I'm looking at your progress saying, this is amazing, because now you have a job. Now you don't have to have as much pains and aches in your upper back. And it's not an issue in your day-to-day. Not like it was.
But the first thing I said, listeners, was, oh, it wasn't where I wanted it three months ago. It was my first exact thing that it was. But again, you just little baby steps like you had mentioned, and we can walk it, we can talk it, we can preach it. But when we go to do it, we need to be motivated to do it. And you're right. You know, we motivate our kids, our grandkids, and but we don't give ourselves enough credit. And just even looking at even functionality, the amount of flexibility, even like you said, the less aches, the less pain, your posture is better. Ultimately, now you got to go to the next step over the next 3 months and set that goal where you need to be. And you're right. We just look at the negatives in life instead of looking at the benefits and the positives of it. And, you know, I am way more stronger, way more than I was before I started. And again, we get stuck on the scale. And that's happened so many times when we bring patients in. You know, we do a monthly program where I have patients come in. We monitor your blood pressure. We monitor your weight. We make sure you're doing okay. We make, as a motivator for you to lose weight. And people get so stuck on the scale. They don't see the scale move, but yet they're down a pant size, or, you know, their shirt size is down, or I've gained more muscle. And the scale is not always what you need to look at out there. And it's really looking at that whole wellness, whole fitness portion of it. We're going to have to take a quick break. I'm here with Fatima with LasVegasPersonalTrainer.com. I am your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center. My office phone number, 702-731-1200. We'll be right back.
Prizes can be picked up at the CBS Radio M&K Heating and Cooling box offices located at 7255 South Tenaya Way, Suite 100. If your AC is down, call M&K Heating and Cooling at 702-263-0746. License number 68651.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, 500 business cards for just $9.99. What's more, you can choose between hundreds of designs or upload your own and customize them easily. And because they're from Vistaprint.com, the cards are of top quality and your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed. So visit Vistaprint.com today and get 500 shots at turning your dream into reality. Hurry, because this offer won't last. last long. To get your 500 business cards for just $9.99, go to Vistaprint.com, click on the link in the upper right corner, and use promo code 5656. That's Vistaprint.com, click on the link in the upper right corner, and use promo code 5656.
There's a lot of famous brothers out there, but have you heard the Retirement Brothers?
We have a fun show to talk about retirement and all things that concern seniors and retirees.
If you're thinking about retirement or are now retired, let's come up with a sound plan moving forward that's not volatile.
My focus is to help people accomplish those goals.
Join the Retirement Brothers Saturday afternoons at 5
for a light, enjoyable conversation about serious retirement topics
on FM News 100.5 KXNT. Find out more at AshtonStrobel.com.
CBS Sunday. Can Alicia keep her partner out of jail?
I'm asking for revocation of bail.
Come on.
You're going to get me one way or another.
A new Good Wife, CBS Sunday.
Feeling smarter? FM News 100.5. This is It's Your Health and Vitality with Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, from Vitality Medical and Wellness Center. The doctor is in to talk about your health and your vitality on FM News 100.5.
Welcome back to It's Your Health and Vitality. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. My office phone number, 702-731-1200. I want my listeners to visit my website, too. It's vitalitymedicalwellness.com. And I'm here with my own personal trainer, Fatima, with LasVegasPersonalTrainer.com. And we've been talking about my own fitness goals, my own, you know, struggle to stay healthy and how it really is a full-time job. Even though myself, I work the business, I teach it, I talk it every single day of my life. But I don't think people realize that even when we're in this industry, it is work to maintain, isn't it, Fatima?
Absolutely. I get the question a lot. So Fatima, when do you work out? I have an advantage. I'm in a gym setting. So if I have 15 minutes, I will probably do something to encourage maintenance of my fitness. It's no secret. I'm an early bird. I mean, I'm up at the crack of dawn, 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm trying very hard not to interfere my own fitness. And I say this very, very lovingly, my own fitness with everybody else's needs, because fitness is a giving job. It's a happy job. It's not always fun. But it does require that I've got to set my tasks aside of the typical hour. And I do it, you know, my own exercise as an example to my clients. If I can't lead by example, then I really have no business at the end of a 12-hour, 18-hour day asking my clients to give more to themselves without setting that precedent. So, you know, it's been 20 years. It's a habit for me. It's not as if I fell into this. I actually had to find something that I enjoyed about the fitness. And for me, it's about getting outside in the open air and getting my vitamin D naturally. Something's got to motivate you. What keeps you going is going to be an internal job. It's an inside job to stay fit and to stay well, regardless of what anybody says. You know, at the end of the day, you and I are limited in our scope of practice. What you do once you leave our offices are a completely different element, if you want it to be like that. You know, it can be that this is just a touchstone. A lot of folks have come to me and they've been clients of mine for years. Doesn't mean they've been training every single day or even 3 days a week for years. Sometimes it's a matter of, look, update what I need to do. Where do I go now? And let me do it on my own. They've taken it upon themselves to do the homework. If you do everything I say, you'll get results. It's not about doing anything I say. Again, that's sort of a passive way of looking at it. That's not participatory. I need you to get in there, find a balance between what my recommendations are, what you're able to do, and do it. It's as simple as that. You got to do it. You know, we talked during the break a little bit about what you were next, what your next goal would be. Okay, you're stronger on your back. One of my suggestions are, based on our update, our three-month update, is to get in there and train your core every single day. What does that mean? An hour? No, I mean, Christy, when you're watching television, get on the ground and do some abdominal work. Do some low back strengthening, because that's going to balance out your front side. And then also throw in some stretches throughout your day. You've got a doorway, great. Stretch out your chest. You've got a couple minutes to bring the one heel across the other side for a figure four. Stretch out your hips. Take time to meditate by going outside and getting some fresh air. You know, it's not this cosmic kumbaya when I talk about, you know, office aerobics or even desk yoga. I'm talking about get out and do something different for your body that's going to revitalize you and doesn't take but a couple of minutes. I'm talking less than five. Less than five.
See, listeners, I'm in trouble too out there. So, and really, this is what's so fantastic about Fatima is she gives you things that you can do in a busy schedule. And a lot of my own patients that are listening to this show, they know what time I go into work. They know that I'm there through lunch hour. They know that I'm going to be there till, you know, 8 o'clock at night or 6 o'clock at night, whether it's doing office work or seeing patients. And she really does provide things that you can do that are easy to do and that you can do even in a busy schedule. And it's not about, you know, going, like you said, you know, 2-3 hours to the gym, because a lot of people, my own patients, our own listeners out there, can't do that in their schedule. We realize and we understand that they can't do that, but we're going to really bring you in. We're going to do a complete consultation. We're going to look at your lifestyle. We're going to look at what you do on a daily basis. What are your food choices? Do you cook at home? Can you bring food to work? Can you take stuff on the go? And that is also, too, one thing that I've really realized that, you know, oftentimes what would happen is I'd be at work and I don't want to eat fast food or I don't want to eat bad foods. So I just don't eat. Well, I got in trouble. I get to tell my own patients that they can't do that stuff and you find yourself doing it yourself. So that's why, you know, listeners, it is a job. It's a work. You're not the only one that struggles with it on a daily basis. And you're so motivational because you're right. It is a choice that you got to make. You got to make yourself priority so that you're healthy for your family, your kids, your grandkids, and the things that you do can even, you know, add years to your life. Don't get on, you know, medication because you don't want to, you want to meal skip or you want to run through the fastest drive through to get something. That's probably not the best choice. And I got to tell you, I did go to a coffee shop on the way here and I was amazed when I stand in line because it brings you awareness. So I want my listeners, next time you go to a coffee shop, listen to somebody order a drink in front of you. And the amount of calories that they just consumed for their breakfast is amazing. And go pick up that nutritional value of that or put it in on your app and see how many calories are in a, you know, quadruple latte caramel. And you're just adding. And I don't, the food log, people don't realize what people are eating out there. And it adds up. Even if you take the whipped cream off and if it's not non-fat, and Pepsi, Coke, and our producer here as he's adding a glass of Pepsi, and I'm coaching him myself with his meal choices. And it's just amazing what you add up and what you get out there. And food logging right there. And we've brought awareness even here in the studio about Pepsi. I've come into the studio. I've seen energy drinks and even, you know, sent the quick text, who's got this energy drink in here in the studio? And pick it up and look at the calories. And some of the things that we've done is even on these shows is having people look at food labels. And if you can't read what's in it, it's probably not good for you. And so that was one quick tip that we had mentioned, even on the weekend or when you're off, even, you know, bringing and packing for the week or putting things aside and bringing it in the refrigerator. And I've had people go in my break room in my own office and look to see what's back there in the break room. I've been getting better because of you, Fatima.
You know, we talked about as well a little earlier this morning that calories aren't just calories. That if you're taking in a 400 calorie coffee house drink, that's not the same as taking in a 400 calorie brown rice, chicken breast, and, you know, broccoli. That's not the same thing. So we really want to come across, I think, nowadays with the information, the correct information, that it's not just so much about calories anymore. And I think that a lot of the media tries to spin it. Well, just keep your calories at 1,200 females, and men keep yours at 1,800. But if you're giving me 1,200 calories of sugar, it's going to affect your body completely differently than if you gave me 1,200 calories of a nutrient-dense meal that you actually had to sit down, cut the pieces of chicken, chew them 25 to 35 times per forkful, and get your body to understand that what it's doing right now is actually digesting food. If you're drinking those calories, you bypass so much of the actual physiology, and I guarantee your calorie numbers are probably up. It just doesn't mean that you're getting full, because everything that's happening is filling your stomach with liquids. Those liquids aren't enough to sustain you. Yeah, you can live, but they aren't enough to sustain an exercise program. They aren't enough to sustain anybody that is looking to manage their lifestyle with a stress reduction, because it probably will add to more stress to include your caffeine drinks. It'll probably add to your stress level to do those rockets. Anything that's going to up your adrenals, you know this as a medical professional. We know this as society, but there's still tolerance of it. You know, there's a certain amount of tolerance that it's okay. It's the thing to do. I get my mocha java exactly the way I want it. I can't get up. I can't function without my cup of coffee. That's a pattern lifestyle that unless you're willing to change the pattern, doing the same things and get you the same result every single time. So take a step out of your everyday. Evaluate where you're at. Come across with some compassion for the fact that you mentioned even you, even I have days when they're not 100%. So what am I going to do about it now? I have a choice here. I'm going to either set that alarm to get up a little bit earlier, or I'm going to cut back on my work so that I have time to exercise. You know, one of the adages I have with some of my clients that I interview or potential clients is, do you want 50 pounds next year or do you want another $50,000? That's a choice. That is an absolute choice. And I still, and as I come to them and I give them that square box, I choose, step in the box or step out of it, they still haven't, it's not clear. It's not clear for them which is more important. What's the value choice there? Now, that's a statement on society. You know, do we need to have better, faster, stronger all the time, the greatest, the next best thing? Or do we just need to take care of our health and take some responsibility that, you know, people are watching, our kids are watching, that at the end of the day, yeah, it is my fault that I got here. But now what am I going to do about it? What am I going to do about it today to make a difference? Am I going to start to exercise more or am I going to clean up what I eat? You have a choice. If you haven't got a lot of time, you've got to watch what you eat. It's 80% of the game. And when we talk about watching what you eat, eating the nutrient-dense foods, making sure you get enough water, making sure you get enough rest, that you take time to process digestion by turning off your computers when you eat, by not eating while you drive, by making sure that this isn't just fast and free, you're doing your part.
And one thing, too, that I want to mention to help motivate our listeners is even share my own struggles and my own experience just taking a look at this over the last, you know, 3 months, because I think too people come in and they think that I'm perfect and I do everything by the book, but it is a hard schedule to maintain out there and to really put work in it. And one thing that I noticed is, yeah, I'm eating great. I have my chicken, I'm eating veggies for lunch, but I got in trouble because I heated it up at noon. And at 4 o'clock, it was still sitting on my desk. So, yeah, I'm not eating a lot, but I'm eating this 400 calories, like you had mentioned, over a period of 4 hours and basically, again, starving myself.
Yes. So your body's going to respond with, even though you may think you're doing the right things, and we look at, the physiology of this. This is not me making it up. Your body is going to respond to digestion over time. If it just thinks that you're inhaling the food as a part of your everyday, it's probably going to conserve fats, and it's going to be in your midsection. It's going to conserve fats because it doesn't know if it's going to get into this situation again tomorrow, again the day after that. So reevaluating how we eat our food, not only in addition to what we eat as food, is part of the wellness equation. It's more involved, I think, nowadays in a positive direction. It gets people to take responsibility for themselves, but look at life in a completely different manner, not such a harsh way, but that there are things that they can do. And if they make these changes, they're going to feel better. They're going to feel better instantly, like the next day.
Yes. And, you know, I think we got to take a quick break, but most people, I think, really want to change. They just don't know how to change. And that's what's great about our programs together is that we really try to motivate people, tell them how to start. Everyone can start out there. You don't have to be perfect. You don't have to be, you know, an expert in this situation. That's why we're here to help you. And that's what's good about our programs is we bring you in, we sit you down, and we're going to get you started week to week. It's not a drastic change you got to have by next week like we've been talking about. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back. We are going to offer our listeners a show special on the next segment, so stay listening in. I am your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and I'm here with my personal trainer, Fatima. We'll be right back.
Pumpkin Bagel Bash has begun at Einstein's Brothers Bagels. That's right, their fresh baked pumpkin bagels and double whipped pumpkin schmear are back. Come in today for any of the 5 delicious pumpkin treats and a pumpkin latte. Pick your perfect pumpkin only at Einstein Brothers.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. I was just looking at before and after pictures since I started losing pounds and inches at Vitality Medical and Wellness Center. Wow, what a difference. Check them out yourself at VitalityMedicalWellness.com. Sure, I've dropped 34 pounds in just a few months, just 16 pounds from my goal of losing 50 pounds. But the pictures tell the real story. Friends tell me I look 10 years younger. You know how good that feels. It turns out at Vitality, I'm not counting calories or points or any of that stuff you do in other weight loss programs, and I'm not hungry. At Vitality, they understand people like you and me. They know that we don't do rabid food. They know we like big, juicy steaks with baked potatoes. Dr. Christy Thomas and her helpful staff will customize an eating plan just for you. Now, maybe you've given up on ever being able to lose weight. That's the way I felt just a few months ago. I hope you'll take just a minute to call Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing, APRN, at Vitality Medical and Wellness Center. 702-731-1200. It's a phone call that could change your life forever. That's 702-731-1200. Call now.
It's here. Smart Money, Smart Kids, the brand new book I wrote with my daughter Rachel Cruz, is now available wherever books are sold. That's right. Smart Money, Smart Kids is about raising money smart kids in a debt-filled world. This is the Ramsey Family Playbook for building strong money bones in your kids. And you can get it at bookstores all over the country and online. Or just go to SmartMoneySmartKids.com. That's SmartMoneySmartKids.com.
I'm Lex Friedman. I run my own business, so I know from experience hiring new employees can be tough. With so many job boards out there, you need to post your job on all the top job sites to find the best candidates. Now, with ZipRecruiter.com, you can post to 50-plus job sites, including Craigslist and social networks like LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter, all with a single click. Screen, rate, and hire the right candidates fast. Listeners of this program can try ZipRecruiter for free by visiting ZipRecruiter.com/Vegas. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Vegas.
Rolling across your radio like an August monsoon. Without the gravel and sand on your bottom. This is News Radio 100.5 KXNT. This is It's Your Health and Vitality with Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, from Vitality Medical and Wellness Center. The doctor is in to talk about your health and your vitality on FM News 100.5.
Welcome back to It's Your Health and Vitality. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center. My website is vitalitymedicalwellness.com. My office phone number, 702-731-1200. Again, that number is 702-731-1200. And Fatima and I have been talking over the break, and we are going to do a show special for our listeners out there that want to have a consultation or they want to have a fitness screen. Give her a call. We're going to do some special pricing for, mention the code KXNT so that she knows you heard her right here on It's Your Health and Vitality. Her website is VegasPersonalTrainer.com. Phone number 702-768-2226. And Fatima and I are going to work together on both aspects of, you know, your health, your wellness, and she's going to look at the fitness, give you a consultation so that you know whether you're on the right program or know where you need to go and give you some basic tips and, you know, look at and motivate you. And it doesn't have to be that hard. People, when you mention personal trainer, I got to tell you, even myself, it's a little bit scary to think, oh, I got to go into the gym or I got to have this trainer. I don't know how to do this or I don't know how to do that. And it's really not that difficult. Listener, she breaks it down. She makes it easy for you. And it's very successful when you combine it with a medical weight loss program and also with the exercise and the fitness portion of it. Like you mentioned, we have been talking over the last, you know, 45 minutes about my own goals. I didn't see a change on the scale at all. But even in back pain, joint pain from what I do, working on the computer every day, even the health benefits of that, I'm stronger, I feel more fit, and I feel better. Your brain's more clear, less foggy, you have more energy during the day. I'm an early morning person too. You wake up and ready to go and your sleep gets better. And I can't tell you how much you see sleep problems in this town and how much that can lead to even weight gain. If you're not sleeping at night, you're going to get belly fat. You're going to get an increase in weight. And we really, the one thing that we do differently is we look at your whole body. We look at your sleep. We want to know your lifestyle. We want to know what you're eating. And we really kind of customize a plan specific to you so that you're successful and that you reach your goals. It may not just be coming in every week and seeing a change on that scale. And we do a weight loss program where I have patients come in every single week. They come in, they weigh, they see us. We make sure that they're doing okay week to week. And the benefits of just adding, you know, this fitness consultation to their program would be so beneficial for them, just to bring awareness like you did to myself, who works and does the business every single day, and the benefits that you get from it, whether it be you're losing 10 pounds, you're 20 pounds, and them goals. Now, I have my next goals for the next 3 months out there, and I got my work cut out for me, and my food log is going to get better. I'm going to stop meal skipping, Fatima. That is my goal. Right. Like you had mentioned, right. I got 3 weeks. I cannot skip a meal.
We also did something to reevaluate what it is we initially started with. You know, folks come to me with particular goals. I want to lose the 10 pounds. I want to get into the skinny jeans. I've got a reunion. Okay, so they've had a certain headset in their mind that they want to get from A to this place called B. All right, so when we get to B, it's 3 months later. Sometimes the paradigm shifts. You know, there's the story changes. You've had a relocation. You had a job change. You're in the middle of a separation. You just had a new baby. Okay, these are all changes in your lifestyle that you need to now account for. And so what can I do now? So I think that one of the things that you and I spoke about, if I can share with your listeners, is that we're changing your activity level for your hours that you're in the gym. So the time that you're actually making, you know, during the 10 hours, instead of strength training, for example, for 60 minutes or for 40 minutes, we're going to cut that, and we're going to get you to do more sweaty, red in the face, I can't really talk now to my listeners, treadmill stuff or things that require you to move more actively. So the menu is part of the equation, but we want you to change exactly what it is you do when you call it exercise. Less weights, more cardio, more movement. You were a runner to begin with. That's when you got to your happy place. I want you to run some more now that the weather is getting even better. Hopefully that'll encourage you to run outside. I'm a big fan of it. It shouldn't cost you that much. You don't even have to have a gym membership. Utilize this great place that we have for recreation here in Las Vegas, Red Rock Canyon, your neighborhood. And if need be, incorporate a piece of equipment into your house if you need something that you cannot absolutely leave the house. I have a stationary bike in my garage. You know, it's secondhand, broken down, but it works. It was tuned up and it does its job. It's a 40-pound flywheel that I've got to navigate when my child is sleeping. You know, I'm getting less sleep, but I'll, you know, it's really about choices. At the end of the day, I've got to live what I do. I've got to practice what I preach, or I'm not worth the next client. I'm only as good as the next client that comes to me. And that's really about learning how to balance and getting myself out there in the field and knowing what works and what doesn't work. What's the latest research? Not a lot of things have changed in fitness. You still have to make good choices. You still have to do it on a regular basis. You still have to make sure that what you've got for a balanced lifestyle includes strength training, cardiovascular, flexibility, menu, and that balancing point. That fifth component of balance is so challenging for adults nowadays. Something's got to give.
Exactly. And I got to tell you, listeners, I'm motivated for the next 3 months, and I am going to do my office consult for my patients. You can come in and have a consultation with me. We're going to do it for $99 until Friday at my office, 702-731-1200. $99 is going to get you a consultation with me. You're going to have a complete history. You're going to have a complete physical. And we are going to develop a program. You can look at our other programs that we offer in the office. And we've been sitting here talking about, you know, how to customize a program, whether it be you need your hormones balanced, whether you need to have your cortisol levels balanced. It all works together. And that's why, you know, you and I, it's so great that I've met you. And it was actually a client of ours shared together that had, you know, introduced us together, and your theories is not just get on a treadmill and run for 20 minutes and then go work out for the next 40 minutes in the gym, and I come back in 3 months and here I am, I see no difference. And you really look at the whole person too. And Fatima and I are going to work together with you. I want to give you her phone number too. It's 702-768-2226. Mention KXNT when you call her. She's going to give you some fitness consultation specials herself when you mention that code. And it's $99 for a consultation in my office. And that office phone number again is 702-731-1200. We're going to offer the special till Friday. And please give our offices a call. We really want to motivate you and really look at, it's not just come in, get a medication and go out the door. We really want to have you have follow-up, have them weekly follow-ups. That's even going to be an option in the office. Come in, have the consultation done. We'll develop a program for you, whether it needs to be, you know, come in every single week, or you need to have come in every 6 weeks, 8 weeks, and have them goals. And we're going to work with Fatima and her team to really help you get motivated, add these simple fitness things in. And then, Fatima, I'm going to have you back on in 3 months so we can share with my listeners about my next strategy for the 3 months and how my goals are not to meal skip, and even working the business and coaching, how it is very difficult to maintain even in the lifestyles that we have. You know, it's not just run through you. It's such a fast world. You can't go to fast food and go here and there. And it's work. And I'm going to make it a good point in the next 3 months. And I'm encouraging my listeners to call my office so that you can join our team over at Vitality and with Fatima over the next 3 months to lose weight, feel good, and have the health benefits of that out there.
Thank you, Dr. Thomas. Make it through the holidays, right?
Exactly. And then we're going to head into January. So I want to thank you, Fatima, for coming on the show. And listeners, my website is vitalitymedicalwellness.com. My office phone number again is 702-731-1200. And I want to give you Fatima's phone number again. It's 702-768-2226. And I'll be back here next Saturday. We're going to be talking about breast cancer and some of the myths and facts about hormone treatment.